My friends, it's a pleasure for me to be here with you this morning. I always enjoy coming to this church and to see so many of you here. It's a wonderful summer day. Finally, we have the sun shining. So I invite you to join me in a moment of prayer. We thank you, God, for your presence, and I ask that you be with us as we give these words. Open our ears and our minds to hear these words of Jesus as they come to us this day. In his name we pray. Amen. The stories that are told by Jesus are fascinating in so many ways. The ones we just read this morning stir our thoughts and imagination in such a way that we have a variety of ways to respond to them. In the first one, the farmer plants the seeds and simply sits back and lets them grow until it is time to harvest the crop. And in the second one, tells us that God plants a seed, and when it is grown, it flourishes and is a beautiful bush in the world. As I thought about these words, my mind wandered in many different directions with many thoughts and memories. There is so much around us today that can press us down in spirit. We see war and hatred, prejudice and injustice, hunger and violence, the everyday painful grind of so many lives. It sometimes seems like hopelessness and the pain of unsolvable problems. It is difficult to know the ways of God, so often hidden from view or not detected or seemingly not even noticed by us. Nevertheless, my friends, we realize that God is at work always and everywhere, bringing about God's will in unexpected and marvelous ways, like the amazing things that can grow from the tiniest seeds. We live through our faith in the hope born of the confidence that the seed God has planted is growing within us and around us. We have trust in the knowledge that God is in charge of the world and calls us to participate in life filled with hope, trust, love, and faith. And we also know that life is not always easy and simple. One author puts it this way: here and there, in longed-for reconciliation within families and among friends, in healing from illness and grief, in the decisions by a community that places its most vulnerable members at the top of the agenda rather than the bottom, in sharing and celebration and the release of grudges, in the end of war and the seeking of peace, in the breaking of bread and the nourishment of our souls and our bodies, in giving voice to the voiceless and lifting up the hopes of those in despair, we see the mysterious ways of God. My friends, we may begin with small steps, but as Jesus tells us, it is a path which leads to greatness which only God can see. The small seed planted in our hearts and minds engages us in the kind of faith development that leads us through the difficulties of life. The tiny mustard seed grows through time into a kind of tree that is strong and great enough to offer shelter and goodness and a better life to those who are in need. We are called into a life that is full of love, hope, reconciliation, sharing, and healing. Many different scenes and situations have come into my mind as I reflected on this passage. My life has been full of many events and experiences which have helped my faith to develop and grow. I have known a variety of people and places which helped me to feel the seed growing around me. I grew up in the state of Virginia during the time of a major struggle with racial segregation. As I listened to the stories of the Bible, I was confused about the ways in which my church was acting. One Sunday morning, when I was about 9 years old. I stood on the sidewalk in front of the church in Virginia, watching as the deacons refused entry to worship to a dark-skinned man from India. Why? I asked myself. That is not what Jesus is saying. Everyone is welcome here, according to what I was learning from the Bible studies I was a part of. I felt God planting a small seed within me as I grew in my faith. On another Sunday, a poor family with 2 children came to worship in our church. These were the days when the women wore dresses, hats, and gloves, and the men had on coats and ties. But these poor folk, while they were clean, were not dressed that way. They sat in the back of the church, and at the end of the service came out to the area where everyone was gathering. But most of the people were reluctant to shake their hands or even say more than a low good morning. There was a sense, as I watched, of fear and shame or discomfort with these very different poor people. They were not made to feel welcome or greeted with grace. But I went up to them and spoke with them, inviting the children to come to Sunday school. I felt their stress and discomfort at the way in which they were not made to feel a part of the faith community. A few around me finally indicated their embarrassment, and 1 or 2 spoke to them rather shyly. And the family slowly felt welcomed by God, who was planting a seed of love. They returned to worship and gradually were fully included in the congregation. Through these and many other experiences in my life, I feel the seeds begin to grow within me and around me. And so it will be for each of us here, as we all sense the way in which God is touching our lives and helping our faith to grow and develop, as we look around us, not just in this church, but in the wider world. We are moved to make the kind of choices that lead to sharing our God-given gift of hope and love. I sense the Spirit of the living God at work within and around us as the seed of faith grows. It is not just a seed for us as individuals, but a seed that is meant to change the world around us, to enrich the lives of those who struggle, to reach out openly and honestly with the kind of love Jesus had for all kinds of people, rich or poor. One of the things I learned over the years is that faith in the living God and the person of Jesus is not meant to be cherished just for our own lives. It is meant to be lived out in the wider world in such a way that others are touched, renewed, refreshed, and helped. It is not just the poor or lost or the hungry who are in need, nor is it just those in our own community and country. It is also for those who live in fear in places like the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, living with violence and destruction. We are called to share the mustard seed with those who fear because their way of understanding and worshiping God is different from others. We are encouraged to reach out to those whose lives have been turned upside down by natural disasters or violence. God has planted the seed in our lives so that we can help our world to grow with love, peace, and hope. God has planted the tiny seed in our lives to guide us in ways that build up a better world for all to live in. God has given us the seed to help our own faith to grow so we can reach out to others as we plant the seeds around us. We cannot always see the ways in which the seed is growing around us. We do not always see a sudden change in the world around us. But what we experience is the power of those seeds to grow as we share our faith, our love, and our hope. God is with us every step of the way. Sometimes it feels very lonely and dark, but knowing that the seed is planted and growing keeps us moving in many different ways as we live out our faith on a daily basis. We help others through sharing ourselves in many ways, giving to others so they may eat and have clothes to wear and feel a part of the wider community that God has placed us all in. My friends, we are all a part of God's creation. We are all a part of God's growing garden. We are all part of the faith that offers hope and love to all who live in this world, no matter who they are or where they are on life's journey. God has planted the seeds within us. God is nurturing us so that we may grow and feel the abundant love of God through Jesus Christ. We are the people of God, the growing seeds. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the many ways in which you show yourself to us, in which you plant the seeds within us, so that we may help others to grow as well. We thank you, God, for the many ways in which we are able to reach out and share ourselves with people no matter who they are. It doesn't make any difference whether they're rich or poor, but all of us are able to share ourselves as the seed is growing within us and around us. We thank you, God, for the many blessings you give to us, the many ways you help us, the many times you enable us to reach out and touch the lives of others and make this a better world for all to live in. We thank you, God, for planting the seeds within us and around us. Help us that they may grow and develop as we share our faith and open ourselves to the fullness of your love. Be with us every day, every step of our lives, as we offer ourselves now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.